Here's a scenario for you. Say you run a hotel or maybe an attraction. Your guest checks out or they walk out the exit gate. They get in a taxi and they are just gone.
Right.
Does your relationship with them end right there at the curb?
I mean, for most operators, yeah, it really does. You have their money, they have a nice memory, and that is basically it.
But we are doing a deep dive today into a report that says that old model is dying.
Right, the Future of Tourism 2026 report by GoTixi.
Exactly. And the big buzzword here, well, the big concept is phygital tourism, which sounds, I mean, it sounds a bit like
Like a
whatever.
medical condition,
It
though.
does,
Yeah.
but it is really just this inevitable collision of physical locations and digital layers.
And we are specifically unpacking how you, as a provider, can stop renting an audience from big aggregators and actually own the experience.
Using this tool they focus on called Destination Plus Mo.
Because the goal is to shift from a one-time transaction to a continuous relationship. But you cannot just wish for that engagement. You have to build the infrastructure for it.
So the report highlights two key pieces of tech to build those rails. One is immersive audio guides, which we will definitely get to.
Yeah.
But the bedrock of it all is a white label digital destination platform.
Right. And in this case, GoTixi's Destination Plus Crème.
Now, for anyone listening who hears the word platform and completely glazes over the crucial word, there is white label.
Hugely important.
Yeah.
It means the tech is theirs, but the branding is 100% yours.
It is like using a ghostwriter. They write the book, but your name goes on the cover.
Exactly. If you send guests to Google Maps or TripAdvisor to navigate your area, you are just feeding their ecosystem.
Right, giving them all your data.
But with a white label solution like Destination Plus Ist, you own the app interface, the maps, the audio, and crucially, you keep the user data. You are building your own asset.
So let us break down what this actually looks like for the guest, because the report splits this life cycle into before, during, and after.
The before phase is usually just what, a dry booking confirmation email.
Pretty much.
But with this persistent digital layer, the guest downloads your app weeks in advance. They are listening to audio teasers about the local history, looking at interactive maps, planning out their route.
They are emotionally checking in before they physically arrive.
Spot on. Then you have the actual visit. This is where immersive audio comes in, or what the report calls augmented perception.
I really love that term because usually when we talk about tech in tourism, we worry people will just stare at screens and, miss the actual sunset.
Yeah, but this is the exact opposite. It is heads up, not heads down. The audio is narrating the architecture while you actually look at the building.
Like a director's commentary for the real world.
Right. It anchors the memory so much deeper than just snapping a quick selfie.
But the real shift, the real money here, seems to be the after phase.
Oh, that is the game changer. The app is still on their phone. You have not lost them.
You can send push notifications for their next trip, or cross-sell a partner service, or announce a new exhibit.
Which ties right into the business case they make, the monetization expansion effect.
Right, you stop just selling rooms or tickets and start selling premium digital content. Or you take a commission for referring them to a local restaurant through your app
You effectively turns from a landlord into a publisher.
and a data analyst. We have to mention the data intelligence layer.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Since you own the infrastructure, you are not guessing where people go.
You can see the actual movement patterns, like seeing that 80% of your guests stop at a specific painting, but only 10% visit the cafe.
It is a heat map for the real world. You can optimize your staffing and your layout based on hard numbers, not just intuition.
It really summarizes the shift from managing just a physical asset to managing a hybrid phygital platform.
Because the digital layer actually unlocks the value of the physical bricks and mortar.
Which leaves us with a pretty heavy question for you to mull over.
Yeah. If the digital layer is what drives engagement, the data, and the upsell,
Yeah.
at what point does a destination that lacks a digital layer become completely obsolete?
Definitely something to chew on before you print that next batch of paper maps. Thanks for joining our deep dive today.